Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you're listening to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show by thanking the listeners. Thank you, you guys, for listening to The Bar, making this your favorite podcast, sharing it, telling people about it, screenshotting that player, sharing it on your stories. All of those things help The Bar podcast out. And like I do every Tuesday, I bring you an awesome guest. And this guest is a special one. I've recently been following him pretty frequently and was excited to get him on the show. I have on none other than my brother, Tay. How you doing today?
I appreciate that. It's good to be here. I'm excited.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I'm so glad to have you, Tay. I'm trying to remember. Somebody actually reached out to me and just kind of told me about you and what you were doing, and I immediately was intrigued. I love to start the show by allowing my speaker to introduce yourself, share whatever you want to share, whether it's personal or professional. You got a spot to do that right here.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks. My name is Tay Shen, and I live out here in California, and I am a pastor and a coach and counselor for over 35 years. You can find out more about me at pastortay.com. Tay is spelled T-A-E. And about 4 years ago, I transitioned into online, full-time online coaching and counseling. And so that's just a quick profile of who I am. I started the Titus 2 ministry 15 mm-hmm. years ago, which is a coaching and counseling ministry. We started out in Northern California, and then things, you know, just blew up as far as the internet, and we transitioned into an online ministry for marriage and relationships and also training counselors and coaches. So that's a quick snippet.
Yeah, no, man, that is awesome. And I think it was, I don't know when this episode is going to drop because I have what I call a good podcast problem. But okay. In the month of April, we did a kind of a small series between our network on the whole pornography issue. So okay. Let's start there with Titus 2 and the overcoming pornography. What kind of inspired that? And what are some of the things you've helped put in place? And then tell us a little bit about some testimonies.
Yeah, you know, there's so many categories we could talk about, such as the great need out there, especially for guys, even for women who are struggling with that, but mostly guys, as you know. And I mean, the need is just so great and so painful, and you know, constantly running into guys who have been struggling with it for like 10, 20 years, you know, I mean, time flies, you look back and it's like 20 years and not surprised anymore when it's like 30 years and more, you know, and so it really is just an unending problem. And, you know, back in the day, it was pretty hard to access that stuff, you know, but now all you got to do is have a smartphone and you're just one click away. And it really has become, you know, a pandemic, and it's just getting worse and worse. And so, you know, we could talk about the need, and I think most of your listeners, all of us, see just what a serious problem that is. And, you know, part of the problem is people aren't finding real solutions. I mean, they may take a break for a week or two and feel like they're making some progress, but hey, the problem is still there. And it really comes down to understanding, you know, the nature of the problem, the nature of sin, and just how it really isn't a matter of, you know, plugging in some app or, you know, some blocking software, because people are smart, man. They get around that stuff, you know. It's really, no matter how many blocks you have or accountability friends checking on you, it really is a heart problem. It's a sin problem, and you need a heart transformation. And so, you know, there's just a lot we could talk about concerning the need, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, because the whole plan of how to overcome it, we have a program called Titus 2, Overcoming Porn. And it really is a systematic approach of actually overcoming it. So let me stop right there and get your thoughts on that. But definitely, Duane, there's a serious need out there, and also a need for a clear plan.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I totally agree. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned the resource. We definitely will put it in the show notes. Because I agree. Okay. Definitely has to be a clear plan. You know, it definitely has to be overcome, you know, by, you know, the power of the Spirit. So that is awesome just to hear that you have that those things in place. As far as what else you offer at Titus 2, let's talk about that, some other programs and things like that that you offer there.
Oh, okay. Well, besides that, basically there's two big areas. The first area is the coaching and counseling. And that could be like private services that people ask for, whether it's marriage or whether it's personal challenges like depression, midlife crisis, or even life direction. That's a coaching matter. But there's also a lot of people who feel the call, you know, to be a counselor and coach. And so we are putting together programs that, again, I think offer the clarity and the direction and really the success methods necessary to launch, because there's like a 95%, and I'm not exaggerating, like a 95% failure rate in this area. I mean, how many counselors and coaches do you know who are out there doing it full time? And so that's a big topic we can talk about, where there's just such a scarcity, because what's going on out there is just not working. And so, Titus 2 Ministry is addressing that. And then, I mean, there's just so much more. I think another big area is just providing membership communities, of which the Overcoming Porn is one of them. But we really feel like we're able to provide these transformational experiences through these communities. And I'm talking about real, with a serious intent to work on these things. And, you know, there's a lot of communities out there where you can just sort of lurk in the background and not ever speak up or participate. You know what I mean? There's like a lot of communities that like 10,000 people, 20,000, and most of them aren't even doing anything. They're just, you know, sitting back and just watching. And that's not what I mean by membership communities. I mean, rolling up your sleeves and you're getting down and taking it seriously and working on transformation. So that's another big area that we call membership community. So there's counseling, as I said, just to review. There's training of counselors, coaches, and Christian entrepreneurs. And then there's, of course, the membership community. So in a nutshell, those are the three big areas that we're trying to endeavor to provide just the best of services. And so we're excited about that.
Nice. So tell me, I mean, you made a great point, why, you know, that we don't see an abundance of counselors and coaches doing it full time. What would you say was some of the things you've noticed, the reason why that's the case, why people can't make it to that level?
Oh, man, Dwayne, you opened up a huge can of worms. You know, we got to be careful talking about this.
Of course I did. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Because we're going to ruffle some feathers, you know, or step on some toes, if you know what I mean. And I hope your listeners, I'm thinking, are cool enough where they can handle the truth, because here's the truth. And I just want to get to the point, because I don't want to give politically correct answers or just be nice. And, you know, of course, I am going to be nice, but I'm just saying there's a real problem out there. And I'm going to say in general first, make a general comment to that question. And then I do want to get more specific into the area of coaching and counseling. But you pick any area, all right? Plumbing, hairdressers. I mean, how many hairdressers, plumbers, electricians, anybody who is in client services, okay? If you really get to know them, and there are many of them online confessing on YouTube and things that, hey, we got the training, but when we got into the real world, we didn't know how to survive. And so I would say to your question as to what's going on, that's the first thing, where the traditional school is not preparing them for the real world, because the traditional school focuses on theory, methodologies, how to cut hair, how to fix a toilet, in my case, how to counsel people. But I mean, we're opening up a huge can of worms here, Dwayne. The truth is, there is nothing that is taught concerning how to become visible. Because as soon as you step out into the real world, you are invisible. Nobody knows you exist. And you can go get an expensive office and rent it out for a couple thousand dollars a month, but there ain't no income coming in because nobody knows you exist. And so the challenges of the real world, and not just marketing, but becoming an authority, and even learning how to acquire clients and providing excellent service for them, and how to monetize it so that you can not only put food on the table, but to thrive and to show that this is a worthy endeavor, and all of that stuff is just not taught. It doesn't matter what career you get into. And I've actually watched, you know, YouTube confessions of hairstylists who say, man, I went into the real world and it was a rude awakening. And so I would say generally that's the biggest problem, that traditional schools simply are not wired or geared towards preparing for the real world. And, you know, if you want to know more, I can even go deeper into how extensive and serious that problem is. But to put it in a nutshell, graduates of seminaries or counseling graduate schools or coaches graduate with absolutely no idea how to do it. And they could be great in actually counseling, but that is the, I would say, one of the biggest reasons why you look around. I mean, just do the eyeball test. How many counselors, I mean, I just want to ask your listeners, how many counselors do they know out there? I mean, can you even name five that are doing it full time and making an impact? And no disrespect to the part-time counselors or the youth pastor out there who's doing like 1 hour of counseling on the side, but that guy, with all due respect, is getting his paycheck doing something else. Most people are getting their paychecks doing something else, okay? And no disrespect to anybody who's working hard out there, but there's something seriously wrong when you cannot make a living because you were just never taught how to do it. And so that really was the problem that we wanted to address head on and say, hey, there is a way, and we're going to teach that to you, and we'll take you step by step. So that's what it's all about.
Nice. Yeah, that's definitely a can of worms and toe stepper. But it needs to be said. That's the thing I'm all about. It needs to be said. Like you said, there's so many people that graduate and that, you know, get the training and then they disappear. I think I remember hearing one of your talks, might have been Monday, talking about, you know, how you have to, you know, before the internet and all that, you know, it was easy to be visible, but now you can literally disappear out there with just the way social media and things are set up. So that's really good.
Yeah, exactly.
So before we go to the break, I want to, because you, I told you before we started, man, just on a personal level, I want to get into podcast coaching, podcast counseling. And so, you know, I'm soliciting your services for free. And as my listeners listen, just what kind of advice would you give me starting out? Just a little nutshell, as you've been saying, little advice for me as a podcast coach or counselor.
Well, definitely love to give out free advice. I mean, I think we all should give it out free, because it's the biblical thing to do, because Acts chapter 20 says it is more blessed to give than to receive. And you really have to, first of all, start with that mindset that you want to just bless other people and walk away from every conversation with them having feeling like, hey, that was awesome. I benefited from, you know, and I want every listener to feel that way after today's conversation. I want you to feel that way every time you ask me a question. And I think that's the mindset all of us who are service providers have to have. And so I think it starts, first of all, to answer your question with saying to yourself, do I have something that is of great value to give to other people? And if you can answer yes to that, that's the beginning of the right mindset, because it is about giving and making others people's lives better. And then, again, I just want to rapid fire a few points, and you're welcome to lock in on any one of that. But, you know, whenever you start, you got to kind of understand the niche. You know, that's a pretty trendy word. And to say you got to specialize. And for you, it looks like you are way ahead of the game with choosing what you want to do, but really clarifying what we can call the ideal client. Who do you want to serve? And that's the first step. And if you're general, you'll end up serving nobody. You know, you really got to niche down to the ideal client. I mean, then get even deeper into what are their pains, because at the end of the day, Dwayne, and no offense, nobody cares about you and nobody cares about me. They care about their pain. I mean, I'll tell you that because that was one of the greatest lessons I had to learn. Because a lot of times, service providers, you know, really lock in on what they think is great, what product, what service, and say, my product is, you know, going to be really good. But the truth is, nobody really cares about our products. They care about one thing. Can you help me? Can you solve my problem? Right. And so if you've already locked in on podcasting, which is an awesome medium to reach to people, you niche down, you identify the ideal client. Then from there, you articulate very clearly what problem you want to solve. And you just really get down and dirty and say, these are the exact problems. And then once you figure that out, then in your case, being a podcaster, which really is a teacher, because you through your medium are going to lay out the steps and you're going to teach the people, you want to say, okay, now that I've identified the niche and the ideal client, I am going to, that's going to help you to then lay out a curriculum which specifically addresses the problem that, you know, you want to solve. You get your curriculum down, the curriculum becomes real, and then the curriculum basically, what I call, agitates the pain. And that's very important, because here's the truth, Dwayne. Studies show that most people live with their problems up to 8 years, whether it's a personal problem like depression or porn, or marital problems. I mean, you talk to people right there, say, hey, we had this problem for 12 years. I just got a text like that. 12 years we've been wanting to go into counseling. So that's the mindset of people. So the reason why I use the word agitate is that when you do your podcast, you want to speak to their pain so strongly that you're agitating it. And I mean that in the best sense, not in any negative way, that you are really like getting them to feel their pain and actually understand their pain even better than them. So they listen to your podcast and say, man, that guy understands me better than I understand. And then you got your curriculum, you're speaking to that, you are just inspiring them. And then I'm going to say, you got to understand how the whole psychology of what I call the client mindset. They might say that about you and say, hey, Dwayne's awesome and his podcast is awesome, but still, it may take them 6 months to contact you. Experts call that the pipeline, where pipelines take up to 6 months to a year. I mean, people do that even if they want to buy batteries on Amazon. They look at the cart, they check the reviews. It takes them like 3 weeks to buy batteries. How much more when it comes to depression and other things, you know what I mean? And so the point is, you're constantly filling your pipeline with people who are at different places in the pipeline. But here's the point. As you are doing your podcasting, you are doing what's called content marketing. You are providing excellent content where they will make a decision that you are the go-to guy. Once they make that decision, then what happens is they trust you. And so you are in the business of providing great value, which will agitate their pain. I'm just reviewing. And then you will become the go-to guy. And then they say, wherever they are in the pipeline, they will say, man, when I have a problem and when I am ready, I'm going to contact Dwayne. And so that's how it works, where you are basically, you know, giving people what they need. Okay. And basically providing great service and becoming the authority. Because at the end of the day, you have to answer this question. There are a lot of podcasters out there, and there are a lot of podcasters who provide some answers to some solution. The question you have to ask or answer is, why should they come to you? And so when you provide that, then you're on your way. Now, there's a lot to that whole process beyond that, such as, what are you offering them in terms of a solution? How are you going to package it in a way that they can consume that? How are you going to make it easy? And then here's another problem, one last thing, and we can talk about more if you want. And that is that, you know, most people quit. You know, they say they want to lose weight, but they quit halfway into the process. So you got to configure your offer in such a way that really gets from them what they really need, is commitment to go through the process and actually experience transformation on the other side. And so there's actually a lot to this, but when it comes down to the mindset that you have to have and the mindset the client has, and trying to be the authority there, there are definitely some concrete steps that you can take. So that's just a little bit. There's definitely more, but I appreciate the question because those are some exciting things to talk about.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Now, my listeners, y'all can fast forward through this part. This was for me, and I've enjoyed it so much. you said so many things that I've said before, and definitely spot on. I appreciate that. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Pastor Chris Hernandez.
And this is Jimmy De Los Santos.
And we're your boys from SolarCast.
We're just a couple of average guys who came out of the charismatic movement to a reformed understanding of theology.
That's right. Catch us with a new episode every Tuesday morning on all the platform networks, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the like.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @Sola_cast.
Also search for us on Facebook. Like the page, share the page.
Let's get to the meat.
Let's do it.
All right, we're back in here with Pastor Tay, my good friend. We do on this side of the podcast is where we do our bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. Everybody that's ever been on this show get these same three questions. And we're going to start off with the first signature bar question, and it is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man. I would say my favorite is slow blues jazz.
Nice.
Especially electric guitar.
Ooh,
using
yes.
the F hole Gibson guitar. I love that. So my next choice would be just slow jazz in general. And you know, I have an appreciation for all music, even classical and different categories, but you know, my go-to music is definitely jazz.
Nice. Yeah, I love good jazz with a guitar. Well, I like any jazz, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's good. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say that I don't like reading. I'm one of those guys that
me either.
So you really got me, man. But I'll tell you what I do, because I am a big believer on having a growth mindset, and the best way to grow is to learn from others. And I believe I am a forever student. And so what I do is I get on YouTube. And by the way, many of the great books are there, and there okay. are audios, and there are many. So I would consume anywhere from 10 to 20 tutorials every day. Now, some of them are long, some are short, sure. but I definitely to make time every day. And I started doing that a while ago, and it has done wonders. I mean, I literally consume every category from entrepreneurial mindset to success, to strategies of client acquisition, to every area that basically I need to learn. Nice. And so basically it's about acquiring high level skills. And then whether if you're a reader, that you can do that, or if you're a listener like me or a watcher, I mean, I'll be on YouTube, but I'm not even watching. I'm just listening to it like an audio, but that's actually my go-to move.
Okay. Hey, I respect that. You're probably my first guest that's like, because that's the same way I am. I'm the exact same way. I definitely haven't utilized YouTube as much, but I definitely will jump back on that medium for the audiobooks and things like that. That's really cool. All right. So since you are an audio person like myself, next question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Right now, I am, as I said, just picking up where I left off with the YouTube, is I am literally consuming everything, books and tutorials in areas of entrepreneurial mindset, in areas of leadership, areas of masterminding. That's a very specialized area. I must have consumed over 30 tutorials on that area, a lot of things concerning kind of fears and anxieties, imposter syndrome, depression. I specialize in those areas. And so I'm watching that, and then mindset, where I think so much of what we do and say is because of our minds configured a certain way. So recently, I've been spending a lot of time dealing with what I call the growth mindset, where you have a different definition of failure, where you don't look at failure as a setback, but you look at it as feedback, where you're learning and growing from whatever failures you have come. And so growth mindset is my most recent learning experience. And then, I mean, I can go on and on, but pretty much that's
so- It's mainly YouTube for you. Really, it's not podcasts. It's mainly, you know, YouTube. Not, you don't listen to podcasts.
Only because it's an area that I'm not as familiar with. I respect.
Got it.
I actually have a podcast myself. it's called Counseling on the Go. But the reason why I'm not up on podcasts is I have so many associates who help me, and so basically, I create content and I give it to them to create the podcast shows and stuff. So I guess when it comes to podcasts, I don't know much, but I'm a big believer on taking my content and then diversifying it into various platforms such as YouTube and podcasts. But for sure, podcasting is an area I need to learn more. And it's like every day
watch a YouTube video about it, man. Watch a YouTube video about podcasting. Absolutely. And you'll be ready to go.
I guess I'm spoiled by having a lot of associates, and so sometimes the downside of that, although it's a tremendous blessing, downside of it is that I don't really get to learn a lot of the stuff in terms of like podcasting and stuff, because I'm spoiled in that way.
Understood. No worries. Well, listen, Tay, I am grateful that you were able to join me on the show. I'm going to give you the last minute to just kind of close us out. Any words of encouragement, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, I'm just really excited to have this conversation with you. I appreciate what you're doing and how you're pioneering, and and making a difference. And thank you so much for the opportunity. I didn't expect to talk about the coaching and counseling stuff, but that was very cool. You got me off on that, which was very exciting too. So that was an unexpected blessing to talk about that. I'm just really excited about Titus 2 Overcoming Porn, which is a private Facebook community of men. We're just making a lot of good progress there and transformation, where we're providing clarity and transformation and mentorship as well, which is where once they learn, they get to give back to the next generation. And by the way, that's why we named our ministry Titus 2, because in that chapter, the first six verses are about the older teaching the younger, and it's about mentoring. And so we definitely want to help these guys in their transformation, but then see the bigger picture where they give back to the next generation. And so that's why we call ourselves a Titus 2 ministry. And so in closing, I just hope you guys check us out. We're on Facebook, Titus 2 Overcoming Porn. And our website is Titus2Institute.com. Titus, the number 2, Institute.com. And thank you so much, Dwayne, for giving me a spot to talk about the ministry. And love to come back on, man. Excited about
Let's do it.
Had a great time today.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time out. Definitely was a blessing and a pleasure, and definitely excited about the connection. To the Bar listeners, make sure you guys check out your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast, every Tuesday. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com, click on the tab for network, check out all the podcasts in the Bar Network. We're growing, and there's a lot of podcasts in there, a lot of great content every day of the week. Make sure you also go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear. We are still shipping out hats, t-shirts, mugs, all of that. So make sure you go check all of that out. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, thebar_podcast, all three locations. Until next time, you guys, God bless you. We appreciate you, and we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right, you can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green room setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.